From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Welcome back with me, Amanda. Today, I'm going to accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we'll present you some segments from news across the country, as well as other information and Indonesian pop songs. So make sure to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listener, here is the news, read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo inaugurates SMK car factory in Boyolali. Vice President Yusuf Kalla says Islam in Indonesia is more moderate. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo inaugurated SMK car factory in Boyolali, Central Java on Friday. The inauguration was attended by Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto and Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi. In this factory, there are production processes such as vehicle assembly, painting, and testing. In his speech, President Joko Widodo emphasized that the existence of the SMK factory could have a positive impact on the Indonesian economy, especially in Boyolali. Meanwhile, President Director of SMK, Edi Wirajaya, said that the factory is expected to be able to make SMK pioneer the domestic automotive industry. On the occasion, SMK also introduced the first mass-produced pickup model, Bima. Vice President Yusuf Kalla encouraged Islamic boarding schools to develop educational sector and business by inculcating Islam that is moderate. He also said that Islam in Indonesia is more moderate than the one from countries in the Middle East. So Indonesia is far from conflict such as what happens in the Middle East countries. This was affirmed by Vice President Yusuf Kalla while attending an event of Tasyakuran Sewindu Pondok Pesantren Modern Tazaka and also inaugurating Gedung Indonesia 2 in Batang Regency, Central Java Province on Friday.
Kenapa Islam di Indonesia lebih moderat?
Why is Islam in Indonesia more moderate than other countries such as Islam in Africa or Middle East? It is because Islam in Indonesia was brought by Muslim traders as well as ulama and Muslim teachers who became traders. So the transition was smooth and it was not transaction through war such as what happens in the Middle East. Moreover, Vice President Yusuf Kalla also explained that the world educational challenge and business are interrelated in competition and speed. Thus, the education must follow the era and the use of new technology. Besides, the change also occurs by the way of production, consumption, and modern way of life that change dynamically so that it's future-oriented. The Economics Minister of ASEAN member countries called for the importance of finalizing agreement of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP, which had negotiated for several years. The finalization of the RCEP agreement will make the region able to create a more stable trade and investment climate and mitigate the negative effects of global economic uncertainty such as bilateral trade conflicts outside ASEAN countries. that was raised at the opening of the 51st ASEAN Economic Ministers Meeting, or AEM, in Bangkok, Thailand on Friday. The meeting will last until September 11, 2019. Indonesia in the 51st AEM is led by Minister of Trade Enggar Tiesto Lukita. The government and the budget agency of the House of Representatives, or DPR, agreed to a temporary posture for the 2020 draft state budget with some changes in the macroeconomic assumptions and development targets. After attending a working meeting at the Nation Parliament building in Jakarta on Friday, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani said that the basic assumption of a changing macroeconomic is the Indonesian crude price, or ICP, from $65 per barrel to $63 per barrel. The change in the ICP price assumption is an implication of the condition of the global economy that is currently still faced with uncertainty. Ministry of Agriculture appreciates Governor of Bangka Belitung or Babel, Ezaldi Rosman Johan, who has issued regulations on the integration of cattle palm to support the government's program in a bid to increase the national beef cattle population. Director of Feed at the Ministry of Agriculture, Sri Widayati, said in Pangkal Pinang on Friday that the extraordinary support of Governor Ezaldi Rosman Johan is serious commitment to make Bangka Belitung the center of beef cattle on the island of Sumatra. She also said that Governor Ezaldi has issued the Gubernatorial Regulation No. 43-2019 concerning the integration of oil palm cattle business in oil palm plantation companies in the Bangka Belitung Islands as a reference to develop cattle breeding business. The government is reviewing the fisheries subsidy system provided to capture fisheries and aquaculture fisheries. The assessment has been carried out for 2 years. However, the government is still reviewing the positive and negative impacts of granting the subsidy. In his official statement on Friday, Deputy Assistant of Biological Resources Andri Wahyono explained that so far the provision of fishery subsidy has become a single unit. At present, the government is examining positive and negative aspects if the subsidy in two sectors is carried out separately. The Indonesian rupiah strengthened against the United States dollar in Jakarta interbank market at the weekend, fueled by an increase in the country's foreign exchange reserves. The rupiah rose 54 points or 0.83% to close at 14,101 rupiah per the US dollar on Friday, compared to the 14,155 rupiah earlier. Bank Indonesia announced earlier in the day the country's foreign exchange reserves increased $500 million to $126.4 billion. At the end of August 2019, from $125.9 billion a month earlier. Director of the Bank Indonesia Communication Department, Junanto Herdiawan, noted in an official statement released on Friday that the foreign exchange reserves rose in August 2019 chiefly due to an increase in foreign exchange earnings from oil and gas and other foreign exchange earnings. The foreign exchange reserves are sufficient to finance imports for 7.4 months or imports and payments for the government's foreign debts for 7.1 months and exceed the international adequacy standard of some 3 months of import. Well, listener, that's the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
The first news comes from Bogor, West Java. Korem 061 Surya Kencana Military Command launched an agriculture technology called Rumah Pengering Surya Kencana or Surya Kencana Drying House as a solution for farmers in Bogor, West Java to dry rice yields during the rainy season. Korem 061 Surya Kencana Military Commander, Colonel Infantry Novi Helmi Prastia, during the launch in Bogor City on Thursday said that Bogor was often hit by rain, which affected rice quality. This became the basis for the drying house. The technology comes from PT Agricon Sentra Agribusiness Indonesia, a subsidiary of PT Agricon, in the form of a greenhouse that produces heat, so it can dry out grains like cocoa, coffee, corn, and others. According to Colonel Novi, Korem 061 Surya Kencana Military Command often received complaints from Bogor farmers when harvesting in the rainy season. Meanwhile, General Manager of PT Asabi Atang Komara hopes that the device can streamline the drying process when it rains. In addition, he hopes the innovation will be welcomed by the regional government in Bogor. The reason is, according to Atang, the problem of agriculture is closely related to the concern of the government. The next news comes from Muara Jambu, Jambi. More than 1,000 participants took part in the 15th South Sumatra Pramuka or Scouting Trekking Competition held by Sultan Taha Saifuddin Jambi State Islamic University. The activity, which was located at Rauda Al Talaba Campground, Duren River, Muara Jambi Regency on Friday, was opened by the director of Jambi, Fahrori Umar. Participants were high school students from 5 provinces in Sumatra, namely Jambi, South Sumatra, Lampung, Bangka Belitung, and Bengkulu. The series of activities at the event themed Smart Through Digital Media in the Millennial Era are quite a lot, ranging from graphic design competitions, dance creations, scouting dance, Sharil Al-Quran, video blogs, and many others. The latest news comes from Ternate, North Maluku. As many as 42,000 citizens of the city of Ternate, North Maluku, surrounded Mount Gamalama and joined hands in Gugu Gia Kololi Kie activity to enliven the Indonesian Creative Cities Festival, or ICCF, as well as to create a record for the Indonesian Museum of Record, or MURI. Mayor of Ternate Burhan Abdurrahman, after receiving the MURI record at Fort Change Fortress last Friday, said that the award was the 5th MURI record achieved by Ternate City with its various innovations and creativity. In addition, said the mayor, joining hands to embrace Mount Gamalama has the philosophy and expression of Ternate City to knit togetherness through unity, showing different religions, ethnicities, cultures, and race, but still one in the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia frame. He said Ternate was a small city of 42 square kilometers with 215,000 inhabitants, but there were 42,000 residents from various ethnic groups, religions, and cultures gathered holding hands around Mount Gamalama. Mayor Burhan Abdurrahman said Ternate has a history which is well preserved, making it a historical tourism city. The city government is preparing a miniature wireless house to be built, revitalizing the Fort Orange Fortress as an area for the creative community to welcome around 50,000 tourists who will come to the North Sail Sail Tidore. Listener, that was news from Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event on September 7, 1901, the Boxer Rebellion. The Boxer Rebellion was a rebellion in China on November 1999 to September 7, 1901, against foreign power in the sectors of trade, politics, religion, and technology. Boxer began its action as anti-foreign movement, anti-imperialism, and it was a movement based on farmers in North China. They attacked foreigners who built railroad lines and violated feng shui, and also Christians who were considered to be responsible for foreign domination in China. In June 90s, Boxer attacked Beijing and killed 230 known Chinese people. A lot of Christian and Catholic Chinese were killed in Shandong and Shaanxi provinces as part of the rebellion. We turn to September 7, 1940, when Abdurrahman Wahid was born. Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, well known as Gus Dur, was born in Jombang, East Java on September 7, 1940. He is an Indonesian Muslim figure and political leader who became the fourth president of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. He substituted President B.J. Habibie after being elected by the People's Consultative Assembly as a result of the 1999 general election. The administration of his governance was assisted by the National Unity Cabinet. His presidential service started on 20 October 1999 and his duty ended at special session of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly in 2001. We end today in history with the event on September 7, 2004, when Munir, an Indonesian human rights activist, was killed. Munir Said Talib Al-Khatiri was born in Malang, East Java on December 8, 1964. He was traveling on state-owned airline Garuda Indonesia. It was concluded from Munir's autopsy and eyewitnesses during the trial that he had died 3 hours before the arrival in Schiphol International Airport, Amsterdam, the Netherlands on September 7, 2004, at the age of 39. The man who has Arabian descendant family is also an Indonesian human rights activist. His last position was executive director of the Indonesian Impartial Human Rights Monitoring Institute. While serving as the Contras Council, he was absolutely well known as a fighter for several activists who were missing at the time. Munir's dead body was buried in public cemetery of Batu City, East Java. Listener, that was Today in History. Menjauh sepiku.
pergi menjauh. Sepiku bagaikan debu. Hati pun tenang dekatmu.
The first song titled Sat Teduh by Monita. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For the next one, we'll present you My Indonesia about the cooperation between Indonesia and Malaysia in the sector of maritime and fishery affairs. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is titled Indonesia to Strengthen Fisheries Cooperation with Malaysia. The Indonesian government is ready to strengthen cooperation in the maritime and fisheries sector with Malaysia, which has been well established. Head of the Maritime Research and Fisheries at Human Resources, Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Sharif Wijaya, said on last Wednesday, it was representing the Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries during a working visit of the Malaysian Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Industry, Dato Salahuddin bin Ayub in Jakarta. Sharif Wijaya gave an example of the cooperation that has been established, as in the case of combating fish theft of illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing. Sharif Wijaya also conveyed Indonesia's efforts to eradicate illegal fishing, which had produced positive results. This is evidenced by the increase in fish stocks from 7.3 million tons in 2013 to 12.54 million tons in 2017, an increase in fish consumption per capita from 33.89 kilograms per capita in 2012 to 46.49 kilograms per capita in 2017. He also mentioned the increase in gross domestic product, which has always been above the national GDP since 2014. Sharif Wijaya hopes the bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and Malaysia in the field of maritime affairs and fisheries related to the eradication of fish theft can be further strengthened. In addition, he revealed the importance of increasing the capacity of human resources through cooperation between Indonesia and Malaysia. According to Sharif Wijaya, this will become more important in facing challenges and seizing investment opportunities in the marine and fisheries sector. Sharif Wijaya also expressed appreciation on Malaysia's investment in Indonesia. Previously, Indonesian Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Susi Pujastuti, on July 10, 2019, visited the Malaysian Parliament and held a bilateral meeting with the Malaysian Minister of the Interior and the Minister of Agriculture and Industry of ASAS, Tani Malaysia. The visit resulted in an agreement on the need for bilateral cooperation in the field of maritime affairs and fisheries in the form of joint communique, a memorandum of understanding on cooperation in the field of maritime affairs and fisheries, and a review on the memorandum of understanding on the general guidelines of handling of fishermen by law enforcement agencies in the Sea of the Republic of Indonesia and Malaysia were signed then. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
Tiba saat mengerti jerit suara hati yang letih meski mencoba melabuhkan rasa yang ada. Mohon tinggal sejenak, lupakanlah waktu, temani air mataku, teteskan lara, merajut asa, menjalin mimpi, hendakkan sepi-sepi.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
That was the second song by Mike titled Cinta Kan Membawamu Kembali, or Love Will Bring You Back. You still stay tuned with me, Amanda, on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we will present you Indonesian Wonder, where we will take you to learn and also visit one of the places in Malang called Lenggok Sono Beach. Enjoy the program and stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will take you to explore the Lenggok Sono Beach in Malang, East Java. Listener, recently Malang, which is one of the cities in East Java province, has been more popular among tourists, both the domestic and international ones. The city is gifted with abundant remarkable destinations, one of which is Lenggok Sono Beach. Lenggok Sono Beach is located in Lenggok Sono Purwodadi Village, Malang Regency, East Java. During your trip to the beach, you will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery of clove plantation surrounding the road. Visitors can try various activities and water sports such as snorkeling, diving, and surfing at the beach. If you're still a newbie in surfing, the Lenggok Sono Beach is the right choice for you as the beach spot, and it has medium waves, namely 3 meters, thus it is safe as well as appropriate for amateur surfers. Other than surfing, you can also swim at the beach and explore the spectacular coral reefs and sea creatures at the beach. If you're an adventurous person, you can explore the ocean by taking a small wooden boat named Jukum. Surrounding the beach, there are a number of attractions that are worth visiting. For example, a cave which is inhabited by plenty of caves and a cliff. Listener, the Lenggok Sono Beach is surely an exhilarating place for those who are keen on fishing. In addition to having mesmerizing panorama, the beach also has abundant fish and convenient atmosphere. Lenggok Sono Beach also serves the conservation zone of spiny lobsters and slipper lobsters. Moreover, the Lenggok Sono Beach is established by the Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries as one of the ecotourism destinations in the country. That's Indonesian Wonder. Thank you for listening.
Yang tak biasa cinta, cintaku yang pertama. Tuhan tolong berikanlah isyarat, semoga dijawab atas doaku. Terpisahku mengenal cinta yang indah tanpa air mata. Ada rasa yang tak biasa yang mulai ku rasa, yang entah mengapa. Mungkinkah ini pertanda aku jatuh cinta, cintaku yang pertama.
You've just listened to a song titled Cinta Pertama or My First Love by Mika Tambayong. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present you an interesting program called Miscellany. And in today's program, we'll take you to learn more information about UGM Bima Sakti Team won international competition in Japan. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back in our regular program, Miscellany. In today's edition, we present new information. UGM Bima Sakti Team wins 8 titles in Japanese formula. Stay tuned. Good news came from Bima Sakti Pertamax Turbo Racing Team of Gajah Mada University that won a number of awards at the International Student Formula SAA Japan 2019 Automotive Competition at the Ekopa Arena in Shizuoka, Japan on 27 to 31st August 2019. At the Society of Automotive Engineers event, 8 awards were successfully brought by the team of UGM Bima Sakti. The awards are JMET Chairman Award No. 1, Student Formula Team in Indonesia, Top 6 Overseas Team, Top 8 Skid Pad, Top 5 Presentation, Top 3 Overseas Design, Outstanding Performance Award, and the only Indonesian team with award. According to head of the Bima Sakti team, Muhammad Kamal Ardi Putra, through those achievements, the Bima Sakti Pertamax Turbo Racing team of UGM succeeded in showing Indonesia that Indonesia was able to compete on the international level. This year is the 8th year of the Bima Sakti team participating in the International Student Formula Japan event. They have participated in the competition since 2011. The event is a place for students to design, build, and develop formula-type cars on a small scale. The assessments include static events and dynamic events. Static events consist of three aspects: cost event, design event, and presentation event. While the dynamic event consists of acceleration, skin pad, autocross, and endurance. International Student Formula CAA Japan 2019 starts with a technical inspection stage by the judges. This stage is a crucial step for the car to be used on a track that has been prepared in the dynamic event. The UGM Bima Sakti Pertamax Turbo Racing team was able to pass the presentation and also business presentation of the car. The result of this race gives a good image for Indonesia. This year's competition is much tougher compared to the previous year. Due to rainy season, they have a challenge on how to prepare a reliable car to participate in all events and uncertain weather, so they had to arrange the best and most possible strategy to take in the race so that the results are more optimal. That was Miss Lonnie for today. I'm Amanda. See you next time and have a nice day. A song by Mus Mujiono titled Tanda Tandanya or The Signs. For the next segment, we'll present you a keroncong song in our program Music Corner. In today's edition, we'll present you a song by Tri Novianti titled Lagu Kesayangan or My Beloved Song. Enjoy the song and have a nice day. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song. The title of the song is Lagu Kesayangan. Old memory can come anytime and anywhere. In life, there is anything which makes the memory appear again in mind. The song Lagu Kesayangan, or the song of love, or my beloved song, tells about someone who accidentally heard a song. This was heard by her lover in the past, but now everything is different. The song only becomes a sweet memory. Although they are no longer together, feeling of missing and hoping to meet her lover still exists. Listener, here is Tri Novianti with her song titled Lagu Kesayangan.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau datang dan jantungku berdegup kencang. Kau buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be? Could it be? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could this be something that
program. Don't forget you can also participate in our program by giving us your feedback and also your suggestions. Just send them to our email address voi@voinews.id and also check our social media Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia and also Twitter @voindonesia. Thank you for joining us and have a nice day. See you!